has no meaning. Each of us has meaning, and we bring it to life. It is a waste of time to be asking the question when you are the answer. We do not enter the future, we create it. Welcome to the Musings of the Seeker, and the topic I would be seeking to delve deeper into today is meaning or purpose. The idea of trying to be somewhere else. The idea that we need to be doing something other than what we are doing right now. The idea that perfection is not a process but some kind of destination that we need to attain at all costs. The idea that the breath we are inhaling in this moment is not vast enough to give us a sense of purpose in the grand scheme of things. These are ideas that we are all faced with in some or the other form. What is my real purpose? Or more importantly, how do I even know what my purpose is? We have all been given a kind of template that we follow along, like a linear kind of path that we have been made to believe that if we walk along this path, we would automatically be living our purpose. But if that is really the case, then why does the sense of being lost amidst the noise of it all envelop us? Like those moments when you sit staring at a screen, typing something almost incomprehensible, tired out of your wits, and looking out of the window, knowing that you probably need to be doing this, but why does it not feel like something that makes you feel fulfilled? The kind of feeling you got when you had finished drawing a half-nonsensical picture in your kindergarten and looked at it with such a feeling of joy, as though you had just sculpted a star out of your heart. It isn't wrong feeling like you need a grander meaning to be a part of, because we already are, but we are conditioned to feel like we are not. Anyway, so how do we feel this deep sense of meaning, of belonging, of purpose? Even though the sense of peaceful belonging to the moment is attained in different ways for different people, the longing to be living a life of purpose is within us all. But how do we attain this? I remember my friend asking me if I had found my ikigai, which is a Japanese term for a reason for being alive. And I remember just pausing for a while and asking myself if I really had. And through this, a kind of dialogue ensued between my heart and the ever elusive meaning. And here is a tiny glimpse of the conversation. I feel like all of us seek you, all of us need you, and some of us also find you in rare moments of love and accomplishment and attainment of various sorts. But we keep losing you too. Is this a natural way? I asked of meaning. You define me based on what resonates deeply with your belief system. If you believe that love is what makes life beautiful, or if you simply believe in love in general, then the attainment and presence of it offers your life meaning. If you happen to believe that climbing the ladder of success is the right way to attain the purpose of life, then every step you climb will give you a sense of my presence. And therefore, what you have made your mind believe is what defines how you see. In other words, you create me out of your beliefs. Meaning said simply, almost matter-of-factly, and I realized that this was true. Everything that I see or touch or imbibe through life is neutral, and its meaning takes birth through my perception of it. And yet, why could I not find the power to create this meaning in every mundane moment of my life? And so I asked of meaning, even if it is true that I create you, yet why am I incapable of feeling your presence at all moments? Why is it that I feel bereft of you when I get stuck in a sort of routine structured life? Why do I lose my sense of meaning when I am performing a task that is just way too dull? I asked of Meaning, kind of hoping that he would create some sort of vortex that I could enter, where I could feel like I am truly embodying my ikigai or sense of purpose. You are taught to give meaning to everything that you create. You are taught to derive meaning from how well you fit into the picture of society. You have been asked to believe that who you are innately as a living, breathing creation of this universe is of lesser meaning than what you do with who you are. And this isn't something that is wrong, but what this concept forgets to do is, it does not give you the space to explore meaning in the raw creation that you already are. It gives you a sort of pattern of what meaning must be, without allowing you to know that only you have the power to create it. Only you have the power to decide what meaning is for you. It's quite simple. You gave meaning to a drawing that made no sense to the world and obtained joy through it because it wasn't imprinted in your mind that something had to make sense to the world for you to feel fulfilled by it. The very joy of being involved in the act of picking up those color pencils and scribbling made sense to your mind. That was almost untainted with what it needed to do in order to feel purposeful. But once you grew out of it, the joy of the task was masked by what the task could yield you. The fact that you could breathe and sit and complete that task by involving yourself in it, almost losing yourself in it, did not give you as much joy as what the task could return you for having done it. In other words, your meaning was shifted from your involvement in the creative act into what the creative act looked like to the world. And that changed almost everything, especially the simple sense of fulfillment you could get by just involving yourself in life, Meaning said. So, in other words, I lost you because I started looking for you in the world outside instead of finding you within my own heart, I told him, and kind of felt that what he was pointing to, though irrational, kind of seemed true. But don't you feel that seeking for higher meaning in life is what enables me to grow, or in other words, evolve? I asked of Meaning. To evolve for the sake of it, without deriving any sort of fulfillment from it, is an unconscious growth that would lead you to a society that overlooks the innate value of life itself. Nature evolved unconsciously till the creation of human beings. After this, the process of evolution is through consciousness alone. In other terms, how any individual evolves is now in his or her own power and not in the hands of nature. Nature has handed over the beauty of evolution to us. But the problem is we insist on going about this process unconsciously still, Meaning remarked in a sort of serious tone. So you mean that my growth and the way I grow and in the process of growing, how I derive a sense of fulfillment through it all is totally in my power alone? Then how do I exercise this? I asked of Meaning, wanting a simpler way to find meaning rather than maps I was creating out of this conversation. Learn to listen to yourself more. Learn to be present more. Learn to be kinder to yourself. Kinder by reminding yourself that the path that you're walking on is of so much more significance than the destination. How you walk, how you pick yourself up, how you sit along the path not wanting to walk anymore, but still finding the courage to do so because your fellow travelers inspire you, or the way the path keeps leading you to discover newer aspects of life and yourself. And always, always remembering to know that the path would not have existed if it weren't for you being alive. And so that in itself is the greatest meaning of the path, your presence on it, Meaning said, placing his palm on my forehead. Dear Meaning, I will hold you more gently today. I will find you in my breath, my heartbeat, my presence, and through my involvement, I will keep discovering you in fresher moments of my everyday life. Saying this, I felt grateful for this conversation, knowing that meaning was a choice just like everything else. And today, I opted to feel like life had a purpose because I chose to give it a purpose. I end this podcast with a poem from my favorite writer, Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Finally, I end this podcast with one of my favorite quotes by Howard. Don't ask what the world needs. Instead, do what makes you come alive. And go do it because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend.